Hello, Ventura. You are listening to Girls on the Air. We are real women in real estate. AM 1590 KVTA. Happy almost Valentine's Day,
yes.
Girls. I am Tracy Baldwin-Mahone.
I'm Liz Selig.
I'm Karen Campbell.
And I'm Deborah Delaney.
And we are brought to you by Century 21 Troop Real Estate, leaders in real estate, serving the community for 30 years. I got new glasses and CSMC Mortgage. And we have a new termite company that's going to be sponsoring us. We'll tell about that next week.
Yep. Who else? Never forget Nothing Bundt Cakes, especially at this time of the year. Yes. Get over there because your Valentine will love having some of those Bundt Cakes.
Sure, yeah. For sure. But her Bundt won't love it, right?
That makes no sense.
I know. Okay. I never understood Nothing Bundt Cakes. I guess it's a, I don't know.
Yeah, Nothing Bundt Cakes. Words. You know, Nothing Bundt Cakes. It's like Nothing Bundt Cakes.
I got it. Okay. Yeah. But I always think, anyway.
Are you sure? You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. 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 So what's new, girls?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, the Olympics started this week.
I watched some of the figure skating.
Did you watch some of it?
Yeah. The guys are so eloquent and thin.
They are, except they were falling all over the place the first night. I felt so bad for them. I thought
that German couple was, weren't they adorable? I just loved it.
I love the couple.
She was so cute. She had a little fall, but I thought that they should have gotten higher points because they were just engaged with them.
She was the one that had the little headband, the little 20s thing.
And just their moves and everything were just so different. It wasn't the same old, you know, like, God, most of them use that music like the Volga Boatman.
And Swan Lake. You know, it's like, I got a kick out of the announcer. He was like, well, this is the first time we're hearing Swan Lake for this Olympics. Probably won't be the last time.
Those songs are so boring.
But those people, the German ones, they had such cute music and they were just so exciting and in sync with each other. It was great.
Opening ceremonies last night were fabulous. They're always such an interesting collection of everybody from the world.
Well, I think it's beautiful that North Korea and South Korea were as one entity that gives hope for the world.
It does give hope.
Well, so we can hope.
Absolutely.
Hey, you never know, right?
That's right.
So any real estate?
I have some.
Oh, go ahead, Karen.
Well, mine is the deal of the week, actually. It is 5 units. They're all 1 bedroom, 1 baths. They're in Santa Paula. They bring in about $60,500 a year. It's priced at $724,900, and it's 405 to 409 East Harvard Boulevard in Santa Paula.
Which is a great location.
It's a great location. They're all one story. They're all rented. Everybody wants to stay. My client just wants to buy another location for her doggy daycare. And that's the deal of the week. That makes money before you actually close. So think about that, guys. Investors,
what's that
are,
cap, Karen?
I'm sorry?
What's that cap?
Did you do a cap? 5.9, which is not too bad.
Now, what does that mean? Tell people what cap means.
It just means the rate of return on your money. Yeah. Okay.
After your expenses.
After your expenses, yes.
Very good, girls. I'm impressed. What's your
cap? Well, we're real women in real estate.
That's right. We really are.
What's my cap?
Real estate is looking really good, girls, with the way the stock market is so volatile. So
I know.
You
that's
wanna
right.
You want to put your money in something that you can see, touch, taste, and feel.
Absolutely.
Where you are in control, not someone else.
Exactly. What are you guys going to do for Valentine's Day, Deb?
Are
you coming over?
I have a person of interest, but
the phone just rang. But you don't have one anymore.
Person of interest.
Where they live, they don't get this. But anyway, no, and I don't mean it that way. That's not right. I mean, no. But anyway, let me put it this way. I didn't mean that towards the person. I meant it towards Valentine's Day because I'm bah humbug. You guys can all, you know, shoot the arrows at me, but I have
that's
never
Cupid.
Been.
Yeah. Cupid would shoot the arrows.
I know, and that was what I would need to have me think that Valentine's Day is supposed to be something special.
I always think, even when I was, you know, madly in love with someone, you know, 400 times, but I'm honestly, you go out and it's like Valentine's Day, I just think it's overrated.
It
you go to restaurants,
a thing of
it's
mine.
Always more expensive.
I would say it's like a Hallmark made up
it is.
Holiday.
I think it is.
No, but
know?
I think it's sweet for children. I think
I love
it's really sweet for children. And I actually, because now that all mine are grown, you know, we don't do little Valentines anymore. We don't make Valentines, and I kind of miss that. I didn't when I was in the middle of it, but now that we're not doing it anymore, I kind of so miss cute. It.
Gosh, yeah. I think it's great since they instituted that you have to give a Valentine to everybody. Mm. But you know, there's no control over what somebody's going to say on that little Valentine to the other kid, right? And I don't know. I just have a real issue with Valentine's Day. People are going to hate me for it, but it's like, I don't know. It's just like,
well, it is, you know, just like anything else. It's whatever you make of it.
That's right. I just think everybody jacks the prices up. Yep. And so many people get disappointed.
Well, I hope my husband is not listening to you.
Okay. Well, you feel the same way, right, Tracy?
Are you going out? I do. Right? Yeah. Even when I'm in a relationship, I think it's kind of funny. I'd rather go out the night before or the night after and I could go do something. But I just think restaurants are too stuffy that night, and it's, I don't know.
Well, and it's like, and then it's like really sad if you see these women, most men are not worried about not doing Valentine's, but if you see women crying at the bar.
God, I don't have a Valentine.
I don't know about
like,
that.
Yeah. Adele's playing in the background.
But
I think
it's sweet to express your love for the people that you
I think you should
love.
Do that but every
you should,
single
me too.
Day.
I agree. Mm-hmm. On Valentine's right? Day. Yeah.
Should be
every single day.
There's
a Hallmark movie for you. Yeah.
I like the surprise myself.
Valentine's every
so
single day.
I already know the surprise.
I have a bigger surprise if somebody did it on a random day.
And he does that, so that's very sweet.
Every day's Valentine's Day.
He does.
Every day's Valentine's Day for you, Karen. Karen, we're going to follow you around and make a Hallmark movie.
Little hearts are popping out right now. Oh, my God, grab one.
It's going to be like those three little Cupids that sang in Night at the Museum. They're going to follow you everywhere you go.
They're going to follow you everywhere.
That's what's coming. Oh, my.
Karen well, and Jeff. Jeff and Karen.
J plus K.
If you are looking for something, though, for your sweetheart last minute... the Nothing But Cakes, our wonderful sponsor, has their February flavor of the month, which is confetti, which sounds kind of fun.
It is kind of fun. Yeah, I went and saw one of them.
So
really
stop
cool.
by and pick up a couple of those if you don't
do
know what
tower.
To do.
She'll actually make
I'm
it into
get
a little
I'm going to my mother's 90th birthday cake there for this weekend. She was supposed to have her 90th birthday party last weekend, but we ended up in the hospital with her for 4 days. So
she's okay, though?
She's on the mend, and so we're real happy to be
and she turned 90.
That cake, and aww. She turned 90, and so she always listens to the show, so I want to give a shout out to
happy
my mom.
Happy birthday, Mom.
My mom had the knee replacement surgery. It's so funny because she's been worried for like literally 10 years. She's has been supposed to be, you know, had it done. She was a nurse. She's just petrified because she knows what can happen. Oh my God, she's like better than she's ever been. Yeah. We went there last weekend. She's walking around. I took her to dinner and to breakfast the next day. I'm like, "What? You're fine, Mom." You know, and so she's wishing now she did it a long time ago.
Yeah, well, that's what happens. And then my mother, you know, had hers done in the other hip, and now her other knee has been really bad for like 10 years. But her doctor, because of her age, doesn't want to do it. So if your mom has any kind of issues with the other knee,
do it
right away. And you've got the both of them, and then the hip doesn't get thrown out.
Yeah. And she's, you know, I mean, she just has like a little piece of tape on her knee. I mean, she had a full knee replacement. Just has like a little piece of tape on her knee. And she's walking around she just has a cane. And she's up and down and all.
Well, she's all ready for Valentine's Day.
She'll be better than ever. Better than ever.
It's exciting. Yeah. Well, I have to do a shout out to my daughter and her basketball team, the Flyers. They're with the City League and they are undefeated. It is adorable. I love it so much. Although I think Parker thinks she's playing track and field because she doesn't like the ball. And I'm like, the idea is to grab the ball, Parker, but it's just like she's scared of it, so we're probably going to do track and field next year because she just goes back and forth and back and forth.
She just runs?
Yeah, she just runs, and the ball comes to her, and she's like, you know, it's cute, but they're undefeated. They've got some really good players, and it's just been so much fun. I do the scoreboard.
Love
so
basketball.
I get to do the horn, you know, like when they take too long. I love that. Yeah. I met the guy.
And Tracy doesn't need a horn.
She just goes, hey.
Come on now. Anyway, it's so cute. So they play again today. So we'll see how they do. It's a pretty big deal. It's cute.
Yep, for sure.
Sports are very so good. Fun when your kids are involved.
I went to the comedy club this week and saw Clark. He was the headliner he's the actual gym security guard over at De Anza. And I met him there and he gave me a ticket to go see him and perform. He was really, really funny. So
and why did he do that?
I don't know. Maybe for Valentine's Day.
Did you see him after the
Hearts exploding. No, but we did see him at the comedy club and he was really funny.
Oh
so it was
goodness.
Good. At that Levity Live, you know, that place where we
That's
went.
That's a great place.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a great place.
We love it.
So what do we have?
Yeah.
We
have a great show for you guys today. We have Lisa Champagne Menard from WAVE, which is Women's Economic Ventures. And she's going to talk to you a little bit about what she does and how she works with small business recovery and how that works with the SBA and our fire and all of that. Great. So we're real excited to have her on the show today. Also, we have Maurice Lavelle from CSMC Mortgage, and he is going to talk about a new loan that's up and going. And
then we have all these oils and sprays in the studio because everyone's been so sick lately. Sarah's going to talk about it, and our Cindy Pike is going to talk about it. She's an Arbonne rep, and we're going to talk about the different oils and On Guard and stuff to keep you healthy because she's like the only one in the room who hasn't been sick. So, Sarah hasn't either.
I haven't either.
Oh, you haven't either?
Nope.
Okay, I think I'm the only one who has.
I was sick in like August, but I haven't been sick.
I guess I'm the only
round.
One who's sick, right? I'll just take these pills now and we'll just skip this.
Yeah, but the reason we haven't been sick is because we've been using all the oils.
And it's been the worst flu season. Ever. Maybe some of us have avoided it, but that's certainly not true for most people.
Yeah.
So. And so, then to end up the show, we'll give you some places to go for Valentine's Day. Yeah. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get ready for an island paradise at Ventiki Lounge in Lanai. Located in beautiful downtown Ventura, Ventiki features the best in traditional cocktails, modern tiki drinks, Polynesian-inspired cuisine, and even sushi. As soon as you step onto the lanai, you'll feel the warmth of the islands with our tiki waterfall, wahine muraled flower garden, hand-carved tikis, and a fire pit for those chilly island nights. As you listen to the music of the islands, you will love our famous Kalua pork sliders, Sabu coconut chicken, or a trio of sautéed tiger prawns atop sushi rice towers with a mango curry beurre blanc. And we'll always have our classic Mai Tais using the original 1944 recipe, the best in town. So take a break and head down to Ventiki. We're located at 701 East Main Street on the corner of First Street and Main Street. Give us a call at 805-667-8887 or find us on the web at VentikiLoungeInLanai.com for our full menu. Ventiki, an island oasis in Ventura.
As the market leader in Ventura County, we at Century 21 Troop Real Estate have some exciting news to share. As you know, we used to be Troop Real Estate for 29 years, and last year we became part of the worldwide Century 21 system. It's been an exciting year of growth for us here at Century 21 Troop Real Estate. With the new tools and services, our reach has extended, and here's the exciting part. Because the trust our clients have placed in us to handle their real estate needs, 2016 was an exceptional year for us. We were just named the number 3 company in the world for Century 21. In addition, our agents participated in receiving the Century 21 J.D. Power Award for customer service in all 4 categories: first-time home buyers, repeat home buyers, first-time home sellers, and repeat home sellers. We're excited, and you should be too. You helped us get there. So whether you're buying or selling a home for the first time, or you're a repeat customer, we'd love to help you. And again, thank you for your support and trust.
Opa! You don't have to travel to Greece to enjoy the food, dancing, music, and culture. The Greek Ventura has it all. Healthy, traditional Mediterranean foods, fresh daily seafood, succulent steaks, cozy up at the fire pit on our newly remodeled patio. Open daily for lunch and dinner, brunch on the weekends. Extended happy hour from Monday to Friday, 2 to 9 p.m. All overlooking picturesque Ventura Harbor, where the parking is always free. Go to thegreekventura.com. Opa!
Welcome back.
Oh.
Hi! Both of us.
Go ahead. We could do it in unison. Let's see if we can be like the skating couples.
Who cares? Welcome back.
You're listening to
Girls on the Air.
We are real women in real estate. Oh my gosh.
I'm Liz Selleck.
I'm Tracy Baldwin.
I'm Karen Campbell.
I'm Deborah Delaney.
And we have a great guest today.
She probably thinks we're running out the front door.
Yeah, we are.
She is Lisa from The WAVE. And so that is the Women's Economic Ventures. Welcome, Lisa. We're glad to have you today.
Hello.
Thank you. This is the most fun I've had before 10 a.m. and as long as I can remember. So thanks for having
me. Wait, you're Lisa and your last name is Champagne.
Champagne Minyard. Champagne is my maiden name and I could not give it up.
No.
It's how too good.
What
too
if it
good.
Would be Champagne Vineyard?
I know.
Right?
Yes.
I love that. Yes. Tracy Chardonnay.
Anyway. I think you should change your name.
I think so.
That sounds like somebody that I would never go see, but a lot of people who are listing mine.
So, Lisa, will you share with us a little bit about this, the Women's Economic Ventures? I really don't know that much about it, so I would love to hear.
Yes. So we are WEAVE, Women's Economic Ventures, WEV. Mm-hmm. And we have been around for 27 years, mm-hmm. which is pretty amazing. We are in Santa Barbara and Ventura counties, and we really support primarily women, but we work with men as well. We don't mm-hmm. want to discriminate. But we support women in launching and growing their businesses. And we do that through our training, through our coaching and consulting, and with money.
Now, is this a membership?
It is not a membership. We have different programs that, again, people can come and take classes to write a business plan. We have long-term coaching and training program or consulting programs. And then, of course, we have capital for launching and growing the businesses.
How do you get the capital?
We do it through grants. We do it through...
So it's nonprofit.
It is. We're a nonprofit. Yes.
Okay, great. So people can donate to help.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
So go ahead.
So what are some of the women that you've helped through the years? Is there any recognizable businesses that
We actually have, if you go on our website, you'll see a map of all of our local businesses. But for instance, some of the businesses on Main Street, Spicetopia, Red Brick Gallery, Paradise Pantry, Very Ventura.
So what do you do? What do you take us through a scenario, what you do for like Spice Toast?
So it depends. It depends on where a client is. So somebody's writing a business plan to launch a new business, so they come to us for that. Businesses have challenges, whether it's looking at, you know, how do I grow? I've grown to the limit that I can with what I know. I need to get to the next step. My sales are down. Businesses always have challenges.
They need capital.
Capital, exactly. And so whether it's the need for capital, the need for taking a different look at your business, a lot of people right now, because of our disasters, are saying, okay, where do I go from here? Because it might be different than what they've been doing up to this point. So it gives you the opportunity to have somebody else come in and help support mm-hmm. you in looking at different ways to grow and build.
Are there requirements to be able to be eligible for these services?
The only requirements are that you're committed to building and growing your business or writing a business plan. We do have restrictions on our loans in that they do have to be, you have to live in Santa Barbara or Ventura counties because that's where we access our capital.
So there are loans, you pay them back.
There are loans, yes.
Oh, okay. Yep. So that helps.
How have our businesses here in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties been impacted since these disasters?
There has been a huge impact. And I think two of the things that people are not really realizing, and one is, what does being in business mean and what does being impacted mean? So people in business, if some people are mobile businesses, online, they're home-based businesses, they're not thinking, oh, I'm in business. So they need to realize that they are in business. And also people are thinking that if my building didn't burn or my store didn't burn down, that maybe I wasn't impacted. And that's not the reality. The reality is that people have been impacted, whether it's smoke damage, whether it's we have one client who had to move because the smoke infiltrated the inside of her space so badly that she couldn't, it was a health risk.
Well, accessibility too. Sarah, your shop was closed for a week, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
a lot of the businesses downtown were closed for like 2 weeks, and that had to have impacted them.
Food
it was
spoilage.
During the holidays, too.
Food spoilage, missed businesses. Some people have had to furlough clients. So clients have lost mm-hmm. wages. They've lost wages for being closed. Missed appointments, canceled events, and also the impact going forward of people who are thinking right now that both in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties that we've been devastated, that downtown is closed, that there's no tourism. And that's not true. And it is impacting people not only now, but in future and plans for the summer vacations, that kind of thing.
So what do you do to help them? Aside from, giving them money or loaning them money, what else?
Oh, my gosh. I've got a list.
We
have been very, very focused since the beginning of this disaster in really supporting, again, both communities in Santa Barbara and Ventura counties. Our role has been to convene and collaborate with other agencies to help business owners, especially right now, because it's more important than ever going forward that they get support.
So you kind of connect people.
Yeah, yep. And feel like they're not alone. People are feeling like they're alone, and even though there's all these resources, they're still feeling that way.
Sure.
We created a disaster recovery page on our website, and that's at www.weaveonline.org. There's information there on insurance assistance, unemployment benefits. We have Spanish language resources. We're working in collaboration with the SBA, the SBDCs. We have small business recovery workshops where people can come and find out about small business loans.
Can you give that website again?
Yes, www.weaveonline.org. The small business recovery workshops are on Thursdays in Ventura, the 8th, 15th, and 22nd. Actually, the 8th was yesterday. They're in English and in Spanish, and they are in conjunction with the SBDC and SBA, so people can come find out about the resources. We have also created what we call a quick response loan for clients who need capital now. It's a short-term 18-month up to $10,000 at 4%. And once you've submitted paperwork for it, it's a 24-hour turnaround.
Wow.
So those that have an immediate need, that can also help bridge the gap between now and if they get an
SBA loan. That's only for businesses, though, like people.
For businesses only. Okay. Yeah, correct. We're also looking at, we want to support our local businesses. And studies show that a shift of only 10% of your spending to local businesses will have a significant impact. So we're not saying don't go to Amazon and the other places, but we're saying when you're making a decision, just think about, like, is there a better use of my money locally that will support our local businesses? We're also, let's see, we have our ongoing, so we have support through our Thrive program, which is for businesses who are growing and building, and we have our successful entrepreneurial training, which is to write a business plan. And then we also are, for the long term, we're collaborating on an economic impact survey so that we can really look at what the impact has been to our local businesses.
Lisa, why do you do this?
I do this because I will start crying.
Because I'm a woman.
I am passionate about supporting women. And I see that we're collaborative. I mean, look at this room of women and how powerful we are and how supportive we are. And I am passionate about this, and I'm an entrepreneur at heart, and I never thought I'd have a job, but I have a job that I love every day, and it's like being an entrepreneur, and I get to do what I love every day.
Good for
so
you.
This is like a mini Shark Tank. So
absolutely.
You should go, and guess what? You don't have to prove yourself the way you'd have to on Shark Tank. So it sounds like a really great thing. And you know, I was observing that downtown actually is busier since the disaster because the 101 was closed up to Santa Barbara. So a lot of people were still wanting to get out of town for the day.
Yep.
And so Ventura is being discovered by people that's a little silver lining that they wouldn't have been discovered by. And I just heard on NPR yesterday that if we're going to get rains, they're going to be proactive and close the 101 between CARP and Santa Barbara again, which is really not good for the Santa Barbara businesses, you know, or the CARP businesses even, you know.
It's wow.
Just people don't go up that far.
Well, that sounds really exciting. Do you find that people, by and large, aren't aware of this, your organization?
Well, it's crazy because we've been around for 27 years. We started in Santa Barbara. We've been in Ventura County about, I think, maybe 10 or 11 years. It could be a little longer. But, you know, we've been told by people who find us, you are like the best kept secret in town.
Yeah.
And people, like, people don't know about us. We mostly find clients through word of mouth, and it's people who refer people to us. But we're still kind of relatively unknown for the amount of time that we've been around and the work that we do to support.
So where's your brick and mortar? Where are you?
We have our main office is in Santa Barbara, but we also have an office in Ventura, and it is on Maple Court right off of Mills Road by the Pacific View Mall.
Great.
Okay, and where is your address in Santa Barbara? Because we do have listeners in Santa Barbara as well.
Our address in Santa Barbara is 333 South Salinas Street, and it's basically right past Montecito as you're going into Santa Barbara. It's the first exit.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Very exciting.
Thank you all.
You are adorable.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you for supporting women.
And give us some scenarios next time.
I would be happy to.
That would be wonderful.
Yes. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Thank you to all of you as well.
And you're in red, and you're all ready.
Getting ready for it. Yeah, why not?
Okay, what's coming up, Karen?
Well, coming up, we have our own Maurice Lavelle with CSMC Mortgage, and he is going to give us some great new loan situations. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm Liz Selick with Girls on the Air, Real Women in Real Estate, and I would love to help you find your next home. My family has lived in Ventura for 50 years, and in that time, we've seen a lot of changes. But one thing that hasn't changed is my love of this area and serving people. Let's find your next home together. Call or text me at 805-302-3830. That's 302-3830.
Do you realize that when stress levels are high, reported happiness levels decrease? And then 75 to 90% of all doctor's office visits are from stress-related ailments. Learn about the next evolution of wellness at chakrastrength.com. C-H-A-K-R-A, strength. .com or 628-2686. That's 628-2686. We'll help you return to a relaxed, vibrant state and experience health in your body and mind.
Have you ever felt like your real estate agent isn't working for you? You're finding properties, they don't answer your phone calls. Well, that doesn't happen with me and my group of professionals. I'm Tracy Baldwin Mahone, and we can help you buy or sell anything in Ventura or anything else for that matter. Go to my website at realestatebytracy.com. That's www.realestatebytracywithanI.com.
Make life a little sweeter. Nothing but cakes is perfect for every occasion, from birthdays to work events, weddings, and even holiday parties. We offer the perfect centerpiece to make memories. Fresh eggs, real butter, and cream cheese. Nothing too good to achieve perfection. We even have gluten-free. Our bakery still has the warmth and nostalgia of its home kitchen roots, but we also take a modern approach to the world of today. So whether you're enjoying a Bundt cake or a Bundt teeny, one thing is certain, perfection is what we offer. Take a look at all our luscious designs on our website at nothingbuntcakes.com or come visit our new bakery at the Ralph's Shopping Center, 1794 South Victoria Avenue in Ventura. Or give us a call at 918-4560. That's 918-4560. And make sure you mention Girls on the Air and get a free Bundt cake.
Welcome back. You are listening to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate, AM 1590 KVTA. I am Tracy Baldwin Mahone.
I'm Karen Campbell.
And I'm Liz Selick.
And I'm Deborah Delaney.
And Deborah. We have our own Maurice Lavelle in the house with CSMC Mortgage. Welcome, Maurice.
Hey,
glad
Maurice.
To have you.
You are one brave
Thank you.
Huh?
Yes. I know. A lot of female power around here.
A lot of hormones in here.
A lot of hormones.
Especially before Valentine's Day.
I'm a little nervous.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
I haven't decided yet.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Do you usually take
such,
someone out?
That's and such a man
usually.
Answer.
You try and find someone to take out and then, aw.
Trying to find somebody. Yeah, I just ride around trying to find somebody.
I have some ads posted on Facebook wanting, wanted. If you're not doing anything on Wednesday, I'm available.
Do you have a significant other?
No.
Okay, so but that's what I'm saying. So you find someone special.
Yeah, I stand on a corner with a sign.
Right. You ride your bike with a bell.
Looking for love, ding, ding, available.
In all the wrong places.
Your arrow.
Oh, my gosh.
And some of the right places.
Yeah. So Maurice.
Yes.
What have you got for us?
I want to talk a little bit today about a program that's been around for a while, but there's been some major changes recently on this program. It's called the California HFA, which is a housing finance agency.
Okay.
And this is a first-time home buyer program that and a down payment assistance program. So basically, it gives you the option to purchase a property using an FHA loan or a conventional loan, and you can get a second mortgage. You know, they'll do a first mortgage. We can do a second to cover the down payment, and then we can do a third to cover the closing costs.
Oh, wow.
So in effect, you can qualify with almost zero down payment and zero closing costs. Now, this program, like I said, it's been around for a while, but what changed recently is that they've increased the loan amount, the purchase price. You can go up to a $660,000.
Well, that's a good thing in California.
And the other big change was that at one time, there's an income qualification on this program, but it was based on how many people you had in your family. Now they got rid of that. And for Ventura County, the income level is $176,850.
Per person?
No, for the family.
Okay.
So will you explain to people what qualifies you as a first-time home buyer?
It's someone that has not owned a property in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
So that's it. So it's not, you know, your first time ever, but if you have not owned in the last 3 years, you qualify for this program.
So you could have owned two or three or four houses before, but if you haven't bought a house in the last 3 years, you qualify for first-time homebuyers.
Yes.
Can you have had a short sale, you know, before?
Well, you're still going to have to meet the regular FHA guidelines. So depending, FHA is going to be a little more flexible than conventional on that.
Yeah.
And that's where we would look at the different options available. The other advantage to this program is that we have an investor that will do all of the, takes care of all the three options, the first, second, and the third. So we don't have to go and outsource the second and the third like we used to have. And because of this, instead of a 60-day escrow, we can actually close in 45 days or less.
Oh, great.
So,
and they are loans, though. There's no gift funds or anything like
no
that.
No gift funds, no. Okay. So if you do have to take a home education class. So prior to doing that, it's like an hour class. You can do it on the computer.
Like a reverse mortgage.
Yeah, reverse mortgage, something like that, to make sure that you know what you're getting into. But it's such a great option because on the second, the interest rate is 3.25%, simple interest. You don't have to make a payment on it, and you don't have to count the payment for qualifying. And the third is at zero interest. So basically, you're getting free money on the third.
So is it 3%? What is your down payment?
If you do FHA, 3.5%. If you do conventional, it's 3%. And if you do the high balance, it's going to be 5%.
But again, they'll pay that for you with the second loan.
With the second loan, you can use that to cover part of your closing costs and your down payment. So it's all inclusive.
So this is really good for someone who qualifies but has nothing to put down.
Yeah, a lot of people make a lot of money. They can afford the payments. They don't have the source of the down payment. They don't have available gift from family members. So they're stuck. They're renting, paying high rent. And they could use this program to get into something.
So that's the problem. I mean, people, even in renting situations, the rents are so high right now. Who can save?
Well, yeah, and you need a down payment usually when you're
renting.
Yeah, because when you're looking at an average price of $500,000-$600,000, you would need a minimum, even on an FHA, of, you know, $18,000, $20,000, $25,000 plus your closing costs.
Yeah. So what does that look like? I'm trying to think through this. So if the down payment is part of the loan.
It's a second.
It's a second, right? But it's I imagine it's wrapped into your payment somehow, right?
Well, there's no payment on that one.
So there's no payment on
it's
that
accrued,
one.
The interest accrues at 3.25%. You can make payments if you want, but you don't have to.
Okay. So what does that do to your monthly mortgage payment? I mean, what?
Nothing. Everything is going to be based on your first mortgage.
Yeah, it's just part of it. It's kind of like when you have a first and a second and a third, or you have a, you know, it's almost like if you have an impound account, you don't see, the taxes are paid. It's just in the mortgage payment.
So what is an average amount for a monthly payment at that? On a 560.
It's the same. It's just you don't need anything up front.
Right. You don't need anything up front. The second, like I said, it's simple interest. You don't have to make it. It's not included in your payment at all. And the third is the same. There's no interest on this one. And you don't have to pay these loans back until you refi or sell the property.
So it's like you're borrowing the down payment.
Right. I'm just trying to get to a number. Like, it's so people have an idea of how much they're looking at. If somebody's paying $3,000 a month for rent, how much would, say they're looking at a house for $550 or $600, what's a ballpark figure for a mortgage?
If you were in $600, you're probably looking closer to the $4,000.
Okay.
Yeah, because you're financing basically.
It's not going to be that different because you're just financing your down payment, which is $35,000 or whatnot. And your financing cost. So you're basically financing about $40,000 extra. So you put that into a loan, your payment probably goes up $200 a month.
It doesn't even go into the loan. It doesn't go into the loan.
So actually, there's no.
So basically, the second gives you the down payment. So let's say you were $660, then and you're putting 3.5% down. That amount would be reduced from the purchase price, and you're only paying on the actual loan amount.
Yeah, you're just paying. You're just going to finance
it longer. And the second and the third have nothing to do with what you're paying on a monthly basis.
So it's a great option for people who are just really want to get into, own their own home, but are trapped in this, high rent.
Or not because they don't have a down payment.
But what's the FICO score? Is there a trick there?
No. Actually, on conventional, it's going to be 640. For the high balance, 660.
Wow.
So okay, still
not
FHA? Bad.
Not bad.
Well, that's both.
Okay.
Yeah.
So and six, okay.
Doable.
It's very doable. And again, a lot of people can qualify, but they just don't have the down payment. So, and 177, 78. Is a lot of income.
It's actually a lot like a VA loan.
Yes.
It's exactly like a VA loan. Yeah. You just don't have to be a veteran.
Right. Yeah. Except you have to pay back those second and the third at close.
Yeah.
Close.
When you sell, VA, you pay it back too. You just pay it. It's not a second and a third.
Right. You actually decided the funding fee is added to the loan amount. Right, so you're paying a little higher. So
is this going to, since it's changed, the guidelines have changed, is this going to be an ongoing program or is
Yes. It's been ongoing and it'll continue to go. They just made these major changes as far as the loan amount and also the income level.
And again, it's called HFHA?
It's called California, we call it Cal, C-A-L-H-F-A.
So if somebody's out there, you know, who they've just, you know, psyched themselves out that they're never going to be able to own a house, they don't have money for a down payment, they're never going to be able to save, they should come and talk to you because you can make a plan. And that's the most important thing is making a plan. Maybe you can't buy a house today or next week, but in 6 or 12 months you could, and it's good to make a plan.
And maybe you'll take them to dinner on Valentine's Day.
There we go. That would work.
All right.
Maybe next year.
But I think so many buyers think they're ineligible. I'll never be able to buy a house. Yeah. Nope. You know, I've screwed up. I have a BK or
a lot of people think that.
Yeah. Or they just don't have the savings to do it. This and that's the biggest thing that we have. People don't have enough money for the down payment. How can you do it? How can I get some cash? I don't have any friends or family that want to give me any money. So this is an option to go around that, do it by yourself and qualify for a mortgage.
Yeah.
And it's also for condos as well.
Oh, it's a great option. Yeah. I mean, people really need these options. Yes. They need to know they're out there because they think there's no options.
Right. You
know, if they can't put 20% down, they're out of luck. Right. But that's not true.
No. So, Maurice, tell everybody how people can find you.
You can reach me at
Cupid.com
at 805-432-6909, CSMC Mortgage. Give me a call and I can give you some information, additional information, and see if you can qualify for this. There's no cost or obligation.
Mm. All right. Thank you so much.
You know what I wanted to say? Interest rates are going up.
Yes, yeah, so hurry.
Go, hurry. Get on the gravy train right now.
Don't miss out.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Maurice.
Thank you.
Well, coming up, we have Sarah Barrett-Lapour is going to talk about some things about this flu season and staying healthy.
And
Cindy Pike is going to chime in, too, with her Arbonne products and how we can help each other along with that.
And Sarah has a lot of information on heart-healthy foods and how to keep your heart healthy and your heart chakra.
Of course, because it's Valentine's Day, so we have to talk about the heart chakra, right? Very good. All right. Well, it'll be good, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a community lender that knows how to do service right? Look no further than CSMC Mortgage, where the CS stands for customer service. Our dedicated and caring staff are here to help with your purchase, refinance, home equity, and reverse mortgage loan options. Call us toll-free 855-486-7852 or visit us at csmcmortgage.com. Choose CSMC, where we pride ourselves on mortgage lending done right. Customer Service Mortgage Corporation, DBA, CSMC Mortgage, License, NMLS ID 0202-1660, California Bureau of Real Estate 1570216. Not a commitment to lend. Restrictions apply. Contact CSMC Mortgage for more information.
Diet is one of the most powerful tools we have to take control of our own health. There are many ways to stay healthy, but nutrition will always be at the foundation of good health. Cindy Pike with Arbonne can help you with a nutrition plan that is tailor-made for you. Just contact Cindy and get started. Interested in learning more? Contact Cindy at www.cindypike.arbonne.com or call 805-218-8542. That's 218-8542. Cindy Pike, independent Arbonne consultant, one of the leading health and wellness industries.
I'm Deborah Delaney from Girls on the Air, and I was a television actress for many years before becoming a top-producing realtor in our beautiful communities of Ventura, Channel Islands, and Santa Barbara. My clients' wants are my number one priority, and I would love to help you with all your real estate needs. Call me today at 805-856-9315. That's 805-856-9315. I look forward to hearing from you.
Hi, it's Justin Womack from Coaching Biz Mastery, your one-stop solution for business web, email, and tech solutions. We offer lead generation, online advertising, and email marketing services and can help you launch your first webinar or membership site. Want to catch up on the world of social media? We can help through private coaching or done-for-you services. Give us a call at 805-232-3422 to see how we can ignite your business voice online. Find us online at coachingbizmastery.com, 805-232-3422. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living.
Welcome back. You are listening to Girls on the Air. We are real women in real estate. And Liz Selleck, go on, sing, please.
Ooh.
Liz, sing. Don't me sing, right? What are we? Who are we?
We're Girls on the Air.
That's right. And what does that mean?
We are real women in real estate.
And we are where?
Oh right gosh. Here at KBTA 1590.
Are you like Teacher Tracy or something?
I am. She's full of it today.
We are all full of it. We're full of love.
No, we're full of chakras,
love,
right?
For Valentine's.
Speaking of chakras, we have our own Sarah Barrett Laporte in the house, and you're going to be talking about the heart chakra.
Of course, naturally.
Which chakra is that? Is it the third?
It's in the center of your being.
Okay, so it's the third?
The fourth.
The fourth.
Chakra.
Okay.
So it's the one that, Deborah, come on, lighten up about Valentine's Day. Yeah. It's an okay thing.
Her heart chakra is heavy.
We were just doing that to make good radio. You know, you've got to play good cop, bad cop.
We're going to be out to dinner, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Blow each other, kiss each other.
Okay, you'll have plans. So it's a time to celebrate love. The challenge of the heart chakra is grief. And our community has had a lot of that, obviously. Mm. So I think especially this year, it's a good time to really just, you know, let down those barriers and realize how we are all connected. You know, there's this love is one commonality among all spiritual traditions. You know, they find it to be a very, like the ultimate healing force, you know, really. So, you know, notice that we do have these places where we connect and that we can be kind and practice those things in our daily life with everything we do. So that can just help soften the edges of life these days. You know, there's so much turmoil and the news is crazy. And I think we're all addicted to our phones and there's no connection. So, you know, maybe put the phone down, put some technology down a little bit more than picking it up and connect and reach out to that, your community. Community is really important. So the heart chakra connects your earth and your spirit, and it's in the center of your being, and that energy can extend out your arms. That's why we hug, right? It connects us. So there's a lot to it. This is just a teeny little bit. I do a workshop every other month or so. The next one coming up is March 10th. But anyway,
And they're great too.
You know, it's interesting because I find that you can, on the outside, be full of kindness, love, passion, and then sometimes your subtext on the inside of your brain, whichever chakra that is, is, you know, while you're saying something to somebody, in your head you're saying something completely different.
Well,
you know,
aligning your head and your heart is definitely a path to finding true health. And, you know, it's, you're right. A lot of people live in these kind of fragmented places where you don't really speak your truth and your mind, or you're not kind to yourself, but you're nice to everybody else. And, you know, so it's definitely about being kind to yourself and others, you know, and self-care and these little practices you can do, you know, taking walks, reaching out to a friend, having fun. You know, these are good things to do, and it helps expand that energy of life.
Laughing. You know,
it's always good to focus more on others than yourself.
Not necessarily. You know, I think run the well dry.
I agree. But sometimes we can get so self-focused on ourselves.
Yes.
Because it's so much easier to be a giver than a receiver, you know, when there's times of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we can get so focused on ourselves that one of the greatest things to change your perspective is to reach out to other people.
Yeah.
You know, not foregoing your own health, but in order to connect with other people, and that just sometimes can give you new life.
Right. The gratitude journal. That's that whole concept of a gratitude journal. But there are foods that you can eat that are heart healthy.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that we're going to, like, make you want to love somebody.
Oh, there's that'd be a good one. The aphrodisiacs, a little red wine and dark chocolate doesn't hurt.
Liz has some of that in her purse right now.
But anything that, you know, good for your health, or good for your heart, green, a lot of green foods.
Kale.
Yep, all that kale and spinach, your favorite.
Oh,
asparagus.
I have to tell you, it's worth the trip up to Carp to go. I go up to Food Liaison like once a week, and they have some of their to grab to go food is like this kale salad that is to die for. And I just get like four or five of them, and you just come and put them in your refrigerator, and they are the most delicious. Even you would like it, Tracy.
I like kale. Okay. I just am sick of it.
Oh, well, this, you wouldn't be sick of this. It's just a delicious kale salad. That's a little aside. You know.
What's it called? Mm-hmm. Let's give them a little
food liaison.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, a lot of it's like good fruits and, you know, tomatoes, flaxseed, ground flax, a 4-ounce glass of red wine.
There you go.
You know, up to 2 for men and one for women.
Four ounces, not four glasses, right? No, there's a zero.
Dark beans, berries. But, of course, we know everything tastes better when it's made with love.
Of course. Aw, little hearts are in the air today. So what is your strategy? And maybe this is a question for Cindy, too. What's the strategy for staying healthy this time of year?
You know, I've been on a lot of airplanes in the last 6 weeks. And I'm hanging in there. I'm surprised. It just hasn't hit me yet. So I'm fortunate. Kennedy, but I also take elderberry every day. Kennedy takes it every day. We have a zinc practice we do, like a little kind of thing that dissolves in your mouth, and stay hydrated is a big thing. Keep your nasal passages very moist, like just because a lot of times those bugs they like the dry, mm-hmm. and they'll when we breathe, they kind of sneak up there, and then
that's a big thing, your nasal passages. Mm-hmm. I don't think we talk enough about that is how a lot of things just get inside
if you can do it, a neti pot or any of those saline mist things you can.
There's a called flight spray, mm-hmm. and all it has in it is sodium chloride and turmeric, and the turmeric helps with inflammation, and it's great stuff. It's really, really great stuff, especially they made it to go on airplanes and stuff, but you use it every day. It's just really good.
Everyone's been sick. I know, Karen, you were really sick. I got really sick. My daughter got, my nanny was sick, and then she said she had that, you know, couldn't swallow that right side. And then the next 3 days, completely sick. And then Parker got sick, and then I got sick. And then when I went to Parker's school, the teacher said, I think I told you guys last week, like every day, 3 kids are out totally sick, and they're gone for like 3 days because, you know, they have a fever. They won't let us take them to school when they have a fever. So anyway, the doctor is now in the house, Dr. Cindy Pike. And so what do you have on the table here to help keep us healthy?
Well, I went through a major surgery, and being really tired and recovering from that, and then having to go to the doctors, and everybody is sick.
Oh, it's the worst.
They're sick. They have the mask on. Their eyes are watering. They're just horribly sick. So I'm really surprised that I didn't get sick. But what I use is the doTERRA On Guard. There's a whole line of it. They have a...
Is that a spray?
Hand sanitizer, which I spray everybody with all the time. Okay. Even like at the gas station when you're done. Spray. You need to wash your hands. The gas station handles are really bad.
Okay, this is On Guard.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
They have their... Oh, yeah. It comes in beadlets. It comes
in... Oh, you take those beadlets all the time.
I take them all the time. Anybody sick or... Sneezes.
You just take it and you just chomp it down?
Yep. It's just a little beadlet. There's also...
Is that doTERRA too?
This is all doTERRA.
Okay.
So in my diffuser at home, which is really good for keeping your nasal passages moist and not so dry, you can put in an essential oil. I use On Guard and oregano. Mm-hmm. Oregano oil is nature's antibiotic.
Really? So okay. It's antimicrobial. Yeah, it's the best.
It is.
It
really
smells
good.
Really good too.
It does. It has wild orange peel, clove.
Clove is antimicrobial too. It's excellent for you. Yeah.
So you just put that in your diffuser.
Put that in your diffuser. You can put it on the tip of your tongue. You can take the beadlets. You can actually put a couple drops on apples
or in liquid.
Some water.
In
some
water. Can you put it in your water? Yeah, just drink it with your water. Yep. That's good.
Yeah. And it'll give you a burning sensation, so don't freak out like me. I freak out over stuff like that. But don't freak out because that's just normal.
It's potent. It's potent. But you can use it in your cleaner. You can put it in your hand lotion. You know, I use it. It kills ants. It does all kinds of really good things.
That's good. So, yeah. So they sell it by the gallon?
Yeah. Spray a little bit in your
kitchen. It does
take
your blood pressure down a little bit. So if you have low blood pressure, just keep an eye on that. You know?
Okay. So everyone stay well for this Valentine's Day. What are you doing for Valentine's Day? Hot stuff?
I don't know.
He better be listening, right?
Well, actually, I'm having a dental implant.
Oh, that is sexy. That is really sexy. Good
I'll
for you.
I'll have like pouty lips. And
there you go. Cute. Okay, well, what do we have coming up after the break, Karen? Our last segment that's going to just be lovely.
Well, we have our own Rana Pazin. She's going to tell us about her restaurant review, and she's going to tell us places to go for Valentine's Day.
And Liz is going to tell us some Valentine's Day.
Yes, I have some weird facts about Valentine's
Day.
Okay, so
stay tuned. We will be right back.
As the market leader in Ventura County, we at Century 21 Troop Real Estate have some exciting news to share. As you know, we used to be Troop Real Estate for 29 years, and last year we became part of the worldwide Century 21 system. It's been an exciting year of growth for us here at Century 21 Troop Real Estate. With the new tools and services, our reach has extended, and here's the exciting part. Because the trust our clients have placed in us to handle their real estate needs, 2016 was an exceptional year for us. We were just named the number 3 company in the world for Century 21. In addition, our agents participated in receiving the Century 21 J.D. Power Award for customer service in all 4 categories. First-time home buyers, repeat home buyers, first-time home sellers, and repeat home sellers. We're excited, and you should be too. You helped us get there. So whether you're buying or selling a home for the first time, or you're a repeat customer, we'd love to help you. And again, thank you for your support and trust.
Make life a little sweeter. Nothing but cakes is perfect for every occasion, from birthdays to work events, weddings, and even holiday parties. We offer the perfect centerpiece to make memories. Fresh eggs, real butter, and cream cheese. Nothing too good to achieve perfection. We even have gluten-free. Our bakery still has the warmth and nostalgia of its home kitchen roots, but we also take a modern approach to the world of today. So whether you're enjoying a Bundt cake or a Bundt teeny, one thing is certain, perfection is what we offer. Take a look at all our luscious designs on our website at nothingbuntcakes.com, or come visit our new bakery at the Ralph's Shopping Center, 1794 South Victoria Avenue in Ventura. Or give us a call at 918-4560. That's 918-4560. And make sure you mention Girls on the Air and get a free Bundt cake. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Stand a little taller. Welcome back. You are listening to the lovely Valentine's Day edition of Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate, AM 1590, KVTA. I'm Tracy Baldwin Mahone.
L is for the way you... I'm just kidding.
Go ahead.
I'm Liz Selick.
I'm Karen Campbell.
And I'm Deborah Delaney.
All right. And we have our own Rana in the house.
Hey, Rana.
Hi.
Please,
Rana.
Tell us where to go for Valentine's. Where have you been?
Well, where have you been first?
First off, I went to 2088 Bistro and Wine Bar.
In Ventura.
It's in Camarillo.
Okay.
Yeah, in Ventura Boulevard there, 2088 Ventura Boulevard. It's great because you can go in there and just have appetizers, tapas, and they have a great happy hour there. Or you can have a regular lunch, and they have a lunch special that's fabulous. $20, you get your salad or soup and your entree. And it's things like wild mushroom chicken.
Mm, yum. I went and there with her. It's really good.
Gourmet burger, yeah. And they have wonderful salads, too, and sandwiches, and then regular entrees. It can be pricey. That's why I really recommend going there for lunch or try their happy hour or go just have a few appetizers and drinks. But they have happy hour every day, even on the weekends,
What's
too.
What's the style?
It's California Nouveau, I would say.
Okay.
And the chef trained, he worked at Spanish Hills Country Club. And he also worked at Christie Wine Bar. And he sources seasonal and fresh produce from the area, which I like a lot.
Yeah, definitely.
And yeah, the food is excellent, and sometimes you get what you pay for.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's kind of a sexy kind of
The vibe is very chic.
Nice.
It's a very
so you guys fit in well there,
place,
huh?
You know, and yeah, it was great.
And then you went back with
your husband. Oh, and their drinks, and they have fabulous drinks that they concoct.
Do you need to make reservations for dinner?
I would definitely do that, especially if you're going for Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Well, where else would you recommend for Valentine's
Day? For Valentine's Day, we have some
Well, how many jalapenos did we give that?
Oh, I would give it a 4.5.
Okay, perfect.
Definitely. There's a special going on at Café Facile, which I reviewed before.
Yes,
so
that's
and February 9th, they are for $45 a person. Make a reservation, and you can have their all their chocolate stuff, their desserts, and wine and cheese.
Yeah, wonderful. Did you say February 9th?
On February 9th, they're doing that.
Oh, okay, so it's not Valentine's Day.
No, not on Valentine's Day, but you can do it early.
Yeah.
And if you want
it tonight.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, yes. And then if you, on the big day, if you want something that's not so fancy, Cafe Firenze in Moore Park is doing something there, a regular menu as well as an abbreviated special menu. And the gallery in Westlake is also doing a mixture of Valentine's specials, which include poached lobster tail and pork chop with Dijon mashed potatoes. And then our own, The Cave, is doing a special menu, too.
So on Valentine's Day.
Yes, on Valentine's Day.
These you probably could make reservations for that.
Yeah, I would definitely make reservations for that. And the Ojai, the Deer Lodge, is still working on their menu, but that would also be a good choice. And the Ranch House in Ojai as well. So those are some options for you.
Where are you going, nice. Ms. Rana?
It's not very romantic, but my mom invited us to her place, and they're having a special menu, so we're going there.
Does she have a restaurant?
They have a restaurant in her retirement home.
Oh, how cute. Okay. That's special. See, that's cute to me.
See, that's what Valentine's Day is.
That's what it's all about. Deb and I are going to show up there. Hi.
Get out of here. Here, wait, here's the sad part. I could probably qualify to be there.
Well, I have some fun things for you to think about before Valentine's Day. Did you know that the average American will spend $119.67 on Valentine's Day? Which is up from last year. Did you know that?
I just spent that at the
I'm glad I'm not average.
And did you know that men spend almost twice as much on Valentine's Day as women do?
Well, yeah, they should.
They should. I agree. I agree. Also, did you know that 15% of U.S. women send themselves flowers on Valentine's Day?
Oh, my God. That's weird.
A good idea.
Isn't that hilarious? Oh, here we go.
Or send it to a friend.
This kind of hit home for me. Did you know that more at-home pregnancy tests are sold in March than any other month? The month after Valentine's Day.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. And do you know what? Do you know why? Because those babies are born in November. Do you know when Summer Selleck's birthday is?
November.
In November. So she's a Valentine baby. Yes, I know. That's true. Yeah, so pretty interesting. And did you know that teachers receive the most Valentines, followed by kids, mothers, wives, and sweethearts?
So cute. So everyone go get their pregnancy test, and we'll see you next week, right? Have a great week, everyone.
Happy Valentine's Day.